if it was on Christmas Day and you met somebody on Christmas Day, what would you say to them?
I'd say, Christmas gift.
And how about if it was New Year's Day?
Happy New Year.
And now, if you wanted to show somebody that you appreciated something, and another way of saying that instead of thank you might be, I'm much, instead of saying thank you to somebody, you might say, well, I'm much.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. And then another way of saying it, instead of thank you, you might say, well, thank you, I'm much obliged to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes people would use that. Now, sometime you might say, well, I've got to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you bought something and the storekeeper didn't have a bag to put it in, now he might, you know, the storekeeper took some paper and he
wrapped it up.
And then when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
Mm-hmm. You're so good. Now, if it rained a whole lot and the crops just got all washed out, they might say the crops were a total
loss.
And if there was something in the store that you saw and you really liked it, but you thought that the price was higher than you wanted to pay, you might say, I like it, but that thing just...
too high.
And if there was like a tractor or something, you'd say, well, now, that tractor...
too high.
Or sometimes you might say, it something too much. It,
yeah.
You'd say it, instead of saying it's too high, you'd
too
say
much.
It costs too much. Or,
yeah.
Like at the first of the month, when it's time to pay a bill, you say that the bill is
due.
And if a person belonged to a club, they'd have to pay
dues.
And if you didn't have any money, if a person didn't have any money, they might go to a friend and try to...
boy.
And like in the 30s, during the Depression, people would say money was really...
scarce.
And talking about things that kids like to do now, like a kid will put his head down on the ground and then kick his legs over and you say he's turning a...
somerset.
And like in the summertime, kids, they might go out and there'd be a pond, a deep pond with or a pool or something, and they'd have a board fixed out there. And
springboard.
Yeah, springboard, yeah. And you might say, I was watching him and he ran down that springboard and he...
bye.
And after he got in the water, he...
swim.
And then he went down... oh, and I was watching him, and he went down for the third time. I think he...
sinking.
Mm-hmm. And then if it, a person got caught in a whirlpool and didn't ever get out, you'd say he...
drowned.
Mm-hmm. And what does a... before a baby can walk, it has to...
crawl.
Now, you might look... sometime you'd be looking at a real tall mountain, and you'd say... boy, now that'd be a hard mountain to
climb.
But now last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But as for me, I have never
climbed it.
And if children were wanting to hide from you, they might get down behind the sofa or something, get down like this, and you say they were
hid.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, like when they want to make themselves look little, and they might get down on the floor and just kind of get down like this, and you'd say that they were
hiding.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, do you ever say that when they kind of